everyone. And happy third day of the new year to our guests who are with us for Mass this evening at the Cathedral. We're honored by your presence and your participation. Always welcome here at the Cathedral. So we continue through the Christmas season, and this evening, the great feast of Epiphany. For some reason, significant events and turns in my life have always occurred on this particular feast day. I've always considered it maybe a bit weird, if not unsettling, but the feast day, because of all of that, has always had a special place in my heart as I remember all of those particular chapters, all of those particular episodes in my life. I suspect, not unlike the three Magi, the events and turns have always conjured up mostly excitement and anticipation, but there's also a bit of uncertainty and confusion, because the events in my personal life that have occurred on the feast have always been life-changing, not unlike the Magi we hear in the Holy Gospel for the feast day. I had many encounters during those chapters in my life, and I can say literally, most of them changed the direction of my life. There was an encounter and then a change. Just a few short days into our new calendar year, perhaps already any resolutions we might have made have already fallen by the wayside. I received one Christmas gift that I very much appreciated because it was going to require some significant change in my life. I was given in a beautiful little sack all the ingredients, counseled by the gift giver, this is very simple to do. You can do it. You're going to learn how to make and bake a loaf of bread on your own. In my thank you note, I wrote that I hoped to tackle this challenge as soon as I learned how to turn on the oven. Encounter and change. We may have realized that it takes more than a solemn pre-midnight declaration to really change the course of our lives. Yet our desire for change, better future, as we leave one year behind and start a new one, is perfectly understandable, especially if the year has been disappointing or painful or crazy. So it has been for the year 2020. But without that sense of a need for growth, development, what would our lives be like? What would we be without goals, ambitions, all of those things that will make us better if we did not have those to pursue? Well, perhaps what does seem a little worrying about our desire for change and perhaps the pursuit of those new goals is so often what we pursue, and the way in which we pursue what we want sometimes doesn't speak very highly of the faith that we proclaim. It certainly happened to me. What does it say to others if what we want is off track from general human flourishing, personal flourishing? But as I look back, understand those ambitions for me were the wrong ambitions, mostly because eventually I would realize they were a bit dangerous because they were without God at the center. The very center of my life was without confidence in the providence of God. Anyone can have goals, targets, and ambitions. But surely, as Christians, there should be more than just a self-directed attempt for self-improvement. So the story of the Magi, the wise men, which is at the very heart of this great feast of the Epiphany, is yet another story of lives that changed. Changing because of the revelation they received, and first and foremost, after their travels, a significant encounter with the Christ child. They who lived their lives as people who wanted and sought the truth find in him the very source of that truth. And having done him homage, offering him gifts, they return to their place of origin by another route. Why? Because they didn't want to go back to their old ways. They had been transformed, changed by what they had seen. Now there had been an encounter and a change, and now a mission, because they were going to take the message of salvation with them. The story itself has an important message for our times. The need to set a different course in life, which so clearly manifests itself at this time of year, is an expression of a deeply rooted desire to find that fulfillment. And that's something which is within all of us. It's a very good thing. Yet in search of that fulfillment, so many things are sought we simply cannot satisfy. I certainly encountered that. Seekers will always be restless in their hearts unless they allow themselves to be drawn into that encounter, that living relationship, friendship with Christ and his church. If that happens, then life no longer is simply a self-directed search for self-improvement. It's something way beyond. Something much different. Something much deeper. What the goals should be are made clear by what has been revealed to us. We learn that through the laws and commands of God, but most importantly, by the cooperation with his grace. And it's through this encounter and relationship that the human quest for happiness and fulfillment is given that shape and that direction, and by grace can be shaped towards the goal of human life, which is for us God himself. What I have said should be reasonably familiar to us as Christians, and yet somehow we who have heard the good news of salvation can still get caught up in all kinds of different struggles. One key thing about our celebration of the Epiphany is that our direction can be shaped by that grace. Our horizons can be set by God. It remains within the confines of our own attempts at self-improvement. So one thing beautiful about the Feast of the Epiphany brings us back to an encounter with the child in the manger. And that's the very object of our faith. And having encountered him again, worshipped him as the Magi did, we can go on our way by a different path, if that's better for us, what God desires for us. No reason to look down, but to look up. Look for that star. With lives lived and through a growing relationship with him. I wonder if you were able to see the Bethlehem Star a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't help but think, I think it's another act of God that says, I want you to know, look up, Emmanuel, follow me, I am with you. St. Paul, in the letter to the Ephesians, refers to us as co-heirs, co-partners. It's a beautiful gift. So as you leave this evening, I invite you, take a minute to go and encounter the Christ child in our own cathedral crash. Just take a minute, go visit, and then get ready to take your place in the life of grace. And even as you stand there, you come to realize, maybe I need to go home a different way. Maybe there's something I need to change. Someone I need to encounter. Just remember, on this great feast, look up. Don't look down. Look for the star and the light, and then follow.